Now on 7, a chance to revisit Alexander McCall-Smith's tale of precious Ramotswe and her new venture in the depths of her homeland, Botswana. An inheritance from her father has given her the funds and the idea of setting up her own business in private investigations. But will she get any clients? Claire Benedict stars in the number one ladies' detective agency.
The number one ladies' detective agency, written and dramatised by Alexander McCall-Smith. Episode 1, The Daddy.
I had a detective agency in Africa, at the foot of Khali Hill. It was the only detective agency in Botswana. I called it the number one ladies' detective agency for the solution of the problems of ladies and others. From the front door, you could look out over the roofs of the town, over the tops of the acacia tree, out towards the hills like small islands on the plains. That was my place, my country, and I was happy there and proud too. On hot afternoons, I would sit in the agency with the door and the windows open. That made the office a bit cooler, but it also meant that I could hear singing from the school nearby.
Coco, is this the place? The number one ladies' detective agency.
It is that place, Ma. You may come in.
I saw the sign outside. It is a very good sign. Nice and bright. So I knew that this was where I should come.
If you have a problem, Ma, then this is definitely the right place for you. That is what we are for. We are for people with problems in their lives.
Oh, but that's not me. I'm not here because I have a problem. I'm here for the job. They told me at the Botswana Secretarial College that you were looking for a secretary. I am a secretary.
Ah, so you are not a client. Well, Ma, it is true that I need a secretary. I have just set up this business and I need a secretary. I also need clients.
I can start immediately, right now. Just tell me where I can sit.
But I was going to ask some questions, Ma. I hadn't quite...
There will be plenty of time for questions once I have started. Is this my place? Here.
That seat will be for the secretary, yes. But I was
going... There. That is a good place. It is a comfortable seat, this one, Ma. But I am a hard worker, and you won't see me sitting about all the time.
No.
Well... And I am very good at filing, Ma. I will make one file for each client, in a separate file for all the bills. Then we will know where we are.
And tea? Will you be able to make the tea?
I am very good at that, Ma. Tea is very important. You will have no cause to worry about that. Tea, typing, filing. I will do all of these things, Ma. You just leave it to me. You see, Ma, there's something that perhaps I should tell you.
You can speak, Ma. If you are going to be working here, you might as well tell me.
Oh, it is nothing bad. In fact, it is very good. You see, I am a graduate of the Botswana Secretarial College, and I am a graduate with 97%. That is the mark I got in the final examinations.
That is a very high mark.
Yes, it is the highest mark that any student of the college has ever been given. But let's not talk too much about that. There is work to be done. I will move that typewriter to my desk. And that box of paper clips can go in that drawer. Tell me, Ma, how did you come to start this business?
I was left some cattle by my father. There were many cattle, in fact. And so I sold them and I used the money to buy a house and start this business.
Your father will be pleased, don't you think, Ma? If he knew that you had started a detective agency.
I am not so sure about that. My daddy believed in cattle. That is what he understood. Some people, you see, particularly older people, don't really understand what a detective agency is all about. Cattle are different. They know about cattle. Well, Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni, what can you do about my van?
The timing is out again, Maramotswe. I have set it many times, but I think maybe one day you will need a new timing chain.
But you have fixed it for now.
For now, it is fixed, yes. But you must remember, no vehicle lasts forever. Engines are like people, they grow old. This is an old van now.
But Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni, would you get rid of your grandmother just because she's old?
That is not what I said, Maramotswe. All I meant is this. There are some things that Lokweng Road speedy motors can do, and there are some things that they cannot. Your van is working now, but...
You are a very fine mechanic, Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni. You are the best mechanic in Botswana by far.
Oh, I am not Maramotswe. I am just Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni, and this is just Lokweng Road speedy motors. There's one thing I was wondering about, Maramotswe. I know that you are a very clever lady. I have always known that. But do you know how to be a private detective?
Yes, I think I do. I think that it will all be a question of common sense. Do you think I've got common sense, Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni?
Oh, yes, ma. I certainly do. You are a lady with a great deal of common sense. And if I may say so, you are also a very beautiful lady. A traditionally built beautiful lady, but...
But?
Well, we shall see. We shall see what happens when you get your first client. In the meantime, your van is ready. Here is the key. Please do not drive too fast in it, because it is not strong. And always remember to release the handbrake before you disengage the clutch. You will remember that, won't you, Maramotswe?
Now then, Mama Kutsi, let us see where we are. We have the telephone now, we have two desks, and we have one filing cabinet.
And the cash box. And the teapot.
And the supplies of red bush tea. That is very important, Ma. In fact, I think it is time for some tea.
It is ready, Ma. And there's another thing we need.
And what is that?
We need a...
Yes, that would be good. It has been three...
Four.
It has been 4 days, but I am sure that there will be somebody. If we wait long enough, there are bound to be people with problems.
As long as they know to come here and knock on our door. Like that.
Coco.
Now then, Ma, if you are comfortable in your chair...
I am very comfortable, Ma.
And if your tea is as you like it to be...
Oh, it is very fine, this tea.
Bush tea.
It is very good for you.
Then, Ma, you could tell us what we can do for you. We are a detective agency, you see.
I will tell you, Ma. Let me start with my name. I am Happy Bapetsi. I've been called just Happy Bapetsi. Mm-hmm. I live here in Haparoni, although I come from far away up there in Maun. That is where I lived with my mother. There was a father, but he went away a long time ago, when I was very young. I do not remember that man. He went out of Botswana over the border, and we heard no more of him until somebody wrote to us and said they had been at a big hospital and had seen a body on a trolley. And they said that man looked just like my father. They said that man is late now. I worked hard at school. There was a good school in that place, and I was very quick at mathematics. The teacher could say, "Happy, what is 250 multiplied by 68? And I would answer straight away, just like that.
What is the answer, Ma?
17,000.
Oh, that is fast. You are a calculating machine, Ma.
Thank you. Well, I worked very hard, and when I came to Haparoni about 10 years ago as a young woman, I was given a job at a bank, and I did very well there. They kept promoting me because I was so quick at my work. Mm-hmm. But then they had promoted me so much that the men who worked there said, "No, that is enough. We cannot have clever ladies above us." But yeah. I didn't care. I had a good job and I had a fine house with 2 bedrooms, Ma. Mm-hmm. 2 bedrooms. Mm-hmm. I had everything I needed.
You must be proud of that, Ma. You must be proud of what you have done.
Oh, thank you, Ma. I was proud. And everything went very well until... Until my father came back.
Your father? Your late father? The one who had died?
Yes, that one. I had never been told officially that he was late. I just thought that. And then one morning, this man came along to the house.
You are Happy Babetsi. That is your name?
I am Happy Babetsi.
Oh, I am glad to have found you. Oh, I am full of joy.
Who are you, Ra? What do you want of me?
Oh, Happy. You are Happy, and I am Happy. I am your daddy, Happy. I am that man. And now here I am, and here are you. This is a very special day.
My daddy. My late daddy.
Well, I am not late. Look at me. I am very happy. And I am filled with joy that at last, at long last, I have found my daughter.
I don't know what to say. I thought... Well, you must come in.
Oh, thank you, my daughter. Now, is there any food for the stomach of a hungry man who has just found his daughter after many years? Is there any meat, maybe, for the daddy's stomach?
This is a very strange story, Happy. You must have been very surprised by all this.
I was, Ma. But I was quite pleased. You see, my mother was late and I thought I had no daddy. Now I had one. So I invited him in and gave him food. Then he asked me if he could stay as he had no place to go.
And you let him in?
Of course I did. You cannot tell your daddy to go away just because you thought he was late and he isn't.
Mm-hmm. So he moved in?
Yes. And to begin with, it was fine. While I went off to work in the bank, he sat outside the house and warmed himself in the sun. Then when I came back, I would make a meal for him and give him beer to drink. He was very pleasant, but...
Yes, Ma, but...
He began to ask me for many things. Daughter, I am very hungry these days. I need more meat. Please cook me more meat for my plate. A man needs a great deal of meat.
It sounds like your daddy is taking advantage of you.
Yes. And there is another thing. He never does one stroke of work, not one. I am the one who cooks. I am the one who washes up. I am the one who sweeps. I am the one who mends his clothes.
Any men are like that, Ma.
Yes, but this one is especially like that.
It is very bad.
Yes. In fact, it is worse. You know something? I do not think that he is my daddy at all.
I see. So this man may be an imposter. Yes. It would be a very good thing, wouldn't it, to find a kind lady like you and get them to do everything for you.
Mm-hmm.
What a convenient arrangement.
And so I have come to you, Madame Otsui. You are a detective. You are a clever lady. Can you find out, please, is this man really my daddy? If he is, I will be a dutiful daughter and look after him. I will make him fed. But if he is not, then...
You must not worry, Ma. This is a case for the number one ladies detective agency. We can find this out for you. Now, would you like some more bush tea after all that talking? Well, Mama Kutsi, what do you make of that? This is our very first case.
I would never take somebody in just because he says he's my father. She should have made inquiries.
Difficult to do. She had no photographs of her late father, and her mother is late too. What can she do? No, I think she behaved exactly like a daughter would do. And anyway, she wanted to believe him. She wanted to have a father.
Well, I don't see what we can do. This is too difficult. We can't ask him, can we?
No, we can't do that. But I think we shall be able to get him to tell us.
I do not see how.
Mama Kutsi, have you read your Bible? Of course you have. And have you heard of Solomon, who was a very wise king? Of course you have. Well, let's think what Solomon would do. Can you look up the number for the hospital? I want to phone my friend, Sister Jorge.
And ask her advice. What will she know?
I want to borrow one of her nursing uniforms. That's what I want to do. She is a traditionally built lady like me, and it should fit me fine. I want to dress up as a nurse and go and see this so-called daddy.
This is very puzzling, Ma.
Yes, it is. But you'll see. You can come with me in my van. You can sit in the van and watch. There now, Ma. That is the house. And that, I suppose, is the daddy sitting outside in the sun, looking very full of good meat bought by Happy Babetsi. Now you stay here, Ma, and watch. Mm-hmm. I am going to have to run up to the gate. I'm going to be in a terrible hurry.
Ra! Oh, Ra, quick, come over here.
What is this, Ma? What is this? What is all this fuss?
Oh, Ra, I am a nurse from the hospital.
I can see that. What do you want with me? I am quite well.
Ra, this is very serious. Are you the father of a woman called Happy Babetsi?
I am that man. I am the daddy.
Oh, good. I am glad that I have found you. You see, there has been a terrible accident.
Accident? Is Happy...
Happy has been hurt. She's all right, but...
My little girl, my Happy...
Don't panic, Ra. She will be all right. But they need to give her blood. She has lost a lot.
Then give her blood. Buy as much blood as you need. There is money to pay with.
I wish it was that simple, Ra. No. Happy has an unusual blood group. Very good blood, but unusual. The doctor says they can only use the blood of a close relative. We need you to give us that blood.
Me? Take blood from me?
Yes. And the doctor says he will need a lot. He may have to take about half your blood, and that will be very sore for you. In fact, you might die.
Die?
Yes. But of course, a father will always do such a thing for his daughter, will he not? Doctor says we must not...
I cannot do this thing.
But you are the daddy. Of course you can do it.
No. There has been a mistake. I am not the real daddy, you see.
Not the real daddy? Well, well. That is very interesting. And so you have been sitting here, a perfect stranger, eating all this food while pretending to be Happy's daddy. Have you heard of the Botswana Penal Code, Ra? Have you heard how it punishes tricksters like you?
I am just an old man.
Where do you come from?
From Lobatsi.
Right, Ra. You have 10 minutes to pack your things. Just your things, please. And then I will drive you to the bus station, to Lobatsi.
Best case. And I thought that if everything was like that, then it would be easy to be a private detective. But I would discover that this was not so. There would be much more difficult, because life is not always happy, but it may be sad too. And there are sad letters.
We have received a letter, Ma. Look, here it is. To the manager, the number one ladies detective.
You open it, Mama Kutsi. You are the secretary. You open it.
Very well, Ma. Should I read it too?
Yes, you read it out, Ma. And I will think while you are reading.
To the manager of the number one agency. Dear Madam, I am a teacher, Ma, at a small school in a village. It is not an important place, and you will probably never have heard of it. But it is a good place to live, and I have been happy living there with my wife. We have one son, who is 11 years old, and now he is missing. I have searched for him everywhere. The police. They have looked in caves nearby and in old wells, just in case. But he is nowhere. My not a rich man, but I beg you to tell me if you hear anything about a boy who is missing. You are a lady who talks to many people. Maybe somebody will say something. Please help me, Ma, for I am very sad and only hope one day to see my son again. Yours faithfully, Ernest Pakotati, Deep Ed.
That is all.
That is all.
There are many sad things that happen.
That is true, Ma. And this time there are sad things happening.
And I don't see what we can do. I would like to help that man, but what can we do?
I don't know. Who should answer that, Ma? Should I?
You are the secretary and the receptionist. You should answer. Then put them through to me.
But there is only one phone.
You pass me the handset. That is how it is done in a small office.
This is the number one ladies' detective agency for the problems of ladies...
Yes, I know what number I have dialed.
Please wait, Ra. I'll transfer you to Mara Motswe.
Now what is all this transfer nonsense? Who is this Mara Motswe? I want to speak to a detective. Is there no man there?
You are speaking to the detective, Ra. What is the trouble?
Oh, there is trouble, all right. Trouble, trouble. You see, I have found a note in my daughter's room. That is my daughter, Nandira. I have told her, no seeing boys. But do you think she listens? She does not. They think that they know better than their parents, children these days. They think they are so clever. And then I find this note to a boy called Jack in her handwriting. You come and see me, please, at my house. I will tell you all about this. We'll see about this, Jack. We'll see.
Just put your foot down on the accelerator, Maramotsu. Not too much, just a little. That's right. Now then, again. Right. Switch off, please.
It was going very well, Mr. JLB Matukoni. Then it started to play up.
It is the same old problem. Ivan gets old.
Let's not talk like that, Mr. JLB Matukoni. There is no point in getting rid of something that still works.
Yeah, but there does come a day when...
Maybe, maybe. Oh, it's very hot today, isn't it? A day to be drinking tea, would you not say, Mr. JLB Matukoni?
A good idea, Mara Motswe. Shall we go into my office? You see, Mara Motswe, I have bought some of that tea you like so much. Bush tea.
I noticed that. You are very kind.
It's good to sit here and drink tea with you. It takes me away from those two apprentices back there for my blood pressure. Do you know, I saw one of them using a hammer on an engine the other day. Can you believe it?
It sounds very bad.
They have no feeling for machinery. You have to be able to understand what an engine is saying to you. They will never learn that, I think. Would you ever take an apprentice detective?
Well, I have Mama Kutsi, my secretary. She is a sort of apprentice. Maybe one day she will learn to be a detective.
She will learn, I am sure, when she sees how you solve your cases. Have you had any clients yet, Mara Motswe?
Yes, I have had one. And now I have had a letter. Actually, it was a letter which I wanted to show you. Look, here it is. You have finished?
Yes, here it is.
Well, Mr. JLB Matukoni, what do you think?
I am sorry for that man, Ma. I am very sorry.
Yes, who wouldn't be sorry for him?
And I do not think he will see that boy again. I am sorry, but that is what I think. You know what I am talking about, don't you? That boy has been taken for medicine.
You think that?
I wish I could think something else. I wish I could, but I fear that this is the work of a witch doctor. And if that is the case, then that boy is lost.
When I look out of your window right now, what do I see? Cars, houses, modern Botswana, the finest country in Africa. And then I hear what you have said, and I think of that boy, and I ask myself, how can such things be?
This is a very shameful thing. It is very, very shameful. But sometimes it happens. I'm sorry, Mara Motswe, but you asked me what I thought and I told you. I wish I could say something different, but I can't. Can we talk about something else?
I suppose so. What did you want to talk about?
Oh, anything. I like talking to you, Mara Motswe. I cannot talk to those young men through there. They only want to talk about girls.
They are young men. That is normal. One day they will get married. That will teach them.
You were married once, Mara Motswe.
I was, Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni. It was when I was very young. It was not a good thing.
May I ask you, Ma, who was this man you married?
Noti Mokoti. He was a musician, a trumpeter. I should not have married him.
You should not have married him?
No, it was a mistake. But I was very young and he played the trumpet very well and I thought that...
There are many ways of making a mistake when you are young. It is very easy. Where is this man now?
He left. He went to play the trumpet over the border, over in Johannesburg. I have never seen him since. That is the end.
Will you get married again, Mara Motswe?
I do not think so. I am happy as I am. I have my house in Zebra Drive. I have this business of mine. I have my tiny white van.
But if a man came along and asked you, let's say an older man, a man who thought highly of you, what if a man like that asked you to marry him?
Oh, I think I would say, thank you, Ra, but no. I don't think I would change my mind. But if I ever did get married again, I'm sure that I would choose a good man like you, Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni. But I am not thinking of it. I do not think it will happen. I think it is somewhere near here. I have driven past that house 100 times. It is this turning here.
This one on the right?
Yes, that is it. These houses are very grand, aren't they, Ma? You have to have a lot of money to build a house like these ones.
Don't you have to build a big wall, too? Do you know this man we are going to see, Ma?
I do not know him, but I know of him. Everybody does. He has a lot of businesses, this man. Shops here, shops there. He owns a cinema, too, I think. Yeah, he has a lot of money, this Mr. Patel.
He must be very good at business.
He works hard. He has worked very hard, I think. Now, he's rich.
This is the place? I've never been in such a house.
Don't worry. Yes, this is it. See? Big wall, big gates. We'll pack here because this van is not grand enough to drive through those gates.
So, there you are.
Come in, come in. And who is this other lady?
That is Mama Kutsi. She's my assistant.
Two detectives? I'm not sure if I want to pay for two detectives. Everywhere you go these days, there are two people to do things. Two people to bring you your lunch, two people to give you an injection, two lawyers to sign every piece of paper. It is very inefficient.
It is sometimes necessary if a case is complicated, Mr. Patel. Two heads are better than one.
Oh, are they? You seem very sure of that. But if that is true, then why did God give us only one head, may I ask? You answer that, clever, clever ladies. See? No answer.
Well, these are big questions, Ra. Maybe we should think of smaller things. Maybe you asked us here for a smaller thing.
A smaller thing? Yes, but still a big thing from my point of view. But I don't think that we should discuss this in the hall. This is a private matter. We can go through to my study. There are ears in this hall. Sometimes you don't see them, but there are ears. This way, ladies. Yes? Come on.
You have many things in here, Ra. You are very lucky.
It is not a question of luck, Ma. It is a question of hard work. Hard work.
You are right, Ra. Hard work is the only way to become rich. You do not find money lying on the ground waiting to be picked up.
Do you think the younger generation knows that?
I can tell you, Ma, they do not. They have all these modern ideas in their heads. They want to do exactly as they please. They think that their parents know nothing.
You have children, Ra?
I have children, yes. I have one son who is a dentist, BDS with honors. Very clever. And then I have two other daughters who have husbands in the business. They have matching Mercedes-Benz cars, Ma. You might have seen them parked outside. And then there is my youngest, Nandira. She's the one with modern ideas.
Perhaps that is natural, Ra. Young people often have modern ideas. They grow out of them and become traditional later on. That is normal.
You're telling me what is normal, Ma? Pa! That is what I say to that. Pa! This girl is only 16, and yet she thinks that she knows what is good for her. How can you know what is good for you when you are only 16? Did you know what was good for you when you were 16, Ma? Or what about you, other detective lady, standing there saying nothing? Did you know what was good for you when you were 16?
Well, I think sometimes I knew...
Pa! That's what I say to that too. Pa! You did not know what was good for you then. You might have thought that you knew, but you didn't really. And my 16-year-old is just the same. She knows nothing.
But what exactly is the problem, Mr. Patel? It is hardly worth calling in detectives to deal with a teenager just because she's thinking for herself a bit.
Sit down. Sit down. I'll tell you what the problem is. The problem, ladies, is a boy. That's the problem. This daughter of mine is seeing a boy. I am sure of it.
Mr. Patel, I see how you feel. I know that you people feel strongly about these things, but don't you think that the world has changed?
Oh, yes. I do think that. The world has changed, you say. Yes, you are right. But it has changed for the worse, I tell you. All these modern ideas, they are what has made the world change.
I don't know if we can help you, Ra. I really don't know. I am a modern, forward-looking lady, you know. I am not...
You are a detective, Ma. And a detective should help anybody who comes for help. Have you not heard of detective ethics?
I am not sure, Ra.
So, what I want you to do is this. I want you to follow my daughter for a while. When she leaves school, I want to know where she goes, and where she goes, and who she sees. Then you tell me, and I will handle matters from there.
Have you not asked her whether she is seeing this boy?
I have asked. And all she does is go dumb insolent. But I know that there is a boy. And that is where you ladies come in. You find out about this, and you will be very well paid. Look, here is my check. 4,000 pula in advance. Don't just look at it. Take it.
Is that everything, Ma? Have you typed that letter for me?
Yes, Ma. It is all typed and ready to be signed. I think that we have done all our work for the day. Look, it is almost 4 o'clock.
Yes, it is time to stop and think about going home. Mama Kutsi, I have never asked you about home. I don't know where you...
I live over there, in Ula Lady Ma. It is not a very nice place to live. It is not as good as your place. I have one room only. One room. But I'm happy in it.
I see. And is there water?
There is a tap outside that I share. It is not too bad. I have my brother too. He lives with me. He's not well. I have made a bit of the room a private place for him. There is a curtain, and his bed is behind it. He is very sick, I think. He does not get up very much.
I understand, Ma. It must be very hard for you.
It is hard. Sometimes I lie there at night and I hear his breathing behind the curtain, and the way his breath comes so hard. That makes me very sad. Do you have brothers and sisters, Mara Motswe?
I have no brothers and sisters. It was only me and my father. My mother became late when I was very young, just a baby. I cannot remember my mother.
And your father? He is late too?
Yes, he is late. He was a very fine man, my daddy. He was called Obed Ramotswe, and he looked after me very well. He was a very good judge of cattle, my father. He could tell which calves would grow up into strong beasts and which would not. And his cattle always did very well, even in dry years. I think that was because he loved them.
That is a very good thing, to know about cattle like that.
Yes, there were many people like him. That was the old Botswana. People were so kind in those days. I remember once when I was a girl in Mashuti and he lost the hat that he always wore. It was not a smart hat. It was old and battered. But he loved it. Somebody found it and put it on top of a wall so that it would be safe and he would be able to find it again. Would that happen today? I do not think so, Ma. I do not think that we care so much for the hats of others these days.
That is true. That old Botswana.
It was a very special place, but it is still the same country, and I'm still proud of it.
Yes. Things change. But change is sometimes good, too.
Don't let Mr. Patel hear you say that. That man, oh dear. Look, Ma, I will drive you back. It is still too hot to walk. I will drive you home. It will not take me long.
You are very kind, Ma. You are like the old Botswana. When I hear you say things like that, it is the old Botswana speaking. I am sure of it.
Hello? Hello?
That is Mara Motswe.
Yes, it is. And that is Mr. J.L.B. Matekoni.
I hope that I am not disturbing you, Ma.
I have finished my dinner and I was putting away the pots. We can talk now.
Something important. There is something I need to talk to you about, Ma. May I come to your house? I do not want to talk about this thing over the telephone.
That sounds very important, Ra. Is it about my van? Is this the end for my tiny white van?
The van is very old. It is not about that. This is a very difficult thing. I shall tell you when I see you. I shall be at your place in no more 10 minutes.
It is not too late to have tea. On some nights, if I cannot, I come out and sit out here on my veranda and look up at the stars while I drink my tea. Then I go back to bed and I find that I fall asleep straight away. This red bush tea does not keep you awake like ordinary tea.
It is very good.
You said on the telephone that there was something very important to talk about. What can be so important that you cannot talk about it on the telephone?
This is such a thing, Ma. I am telling you, this is such a thing.
I am listening, Mr. J.L.B. Matekoni.
We have been fixing a car in the garage.
You have been fixing a car in the garage? Well, now, that is something.
No, Mara Motswe, do not make fun of this. This car had been in an accident and it needs a lot of work. Maybe about a week or so.
Yes.
Have you heard of Mr. Charlie Kotso?
Oh, so it is his car.
Yes, Mr. Charlie Kotso, the businessman, the one who makes things happen, the man with the money. They call him all these things.
And they call him other things too. They call him a crook.
I do not like to talk about him, but I am sure that that is true. Anyway, one of his men brought the car in and left it with us. I got my apprentices to start clearing it out because the windscreen had been shattered and there was a lot of glass lying about. You can cut yourself if you are working on a car in that condition.
I am sure you can.
And so the two boys started to clean up the car. And then one of them came in to see me and he was shaking, Ma. He was like this, shaking.
Go on, Mr. J.L.B. Matekoni.
He had opened the glove compartment of the car. The place where you keep papers and things. Not gloves in this country. And that is where he found a small bag made of sacking. And in it there was this
Pass that to me, please.
You see what it is, ma?
I do. A bone.
And the bag that it is in. A bone in a bag. What does that say to you, Mara Motswe?
I think it says the same thing that it says to you. This looks like a finger bone.
Of a child, do you not think? Would you not say that this is the finger bone of a child?
Maybe. Of course, it could. It could be a bone from a baboon or some other animal. It is sometimes hard to tell.
But why would somebody have the bone of a baboon in a bag? Does that sound likely? Don't you think?
Yes. Yes, I think you are right, Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni. I think that this is witchcraft. This is the thing that we are so ashamed of. This is a very dark thing.
And there is something else to tell you. The apprentice found that bone this morning. Late this afternoon, one of Mr. Kotso's men came round and asked if we had found anything in the car. He was very rude and threatening.
And you said?
I could not tell him. I said that we had found nothing, and then I asked him what it was that he thought had been left in the car. He did not say anything. He went away.
I don't know what to do about this, Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni. I'm not sure if I'm that sort of detective.
You remember that letter, Ma? The one from that teacher. The one who said that his son was missing.
It would not be easy to forget that letter.
Well, I am sorry to say, I think that this may have something to do with that letter.
I was thinking that too.
And?
Leave this thing with me, Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni. You go home now and leave this thing with me. He left me and I went to bed that night and lay there in my room. I am not one who is easily frightened, but that night I was frightened and I thought, perhaps I shouldn't have become a detective. Need to be brave. And I think that I was not very brave. I was just an ordinary lady like any other lady in Botswana. Then it was morning, and I went outside, and the light was all about, and the air was sharp and fresh, and I was ready to start on the work that lay ahead of me that day. For there was a great deal to do. There was Mr. Patel's daughter to find out about, and a visit to be made to a doctor I knew at the hospital who could help me with something I needed to find out. So, I had my breakfast and went out to my van and drove off down the road to the office of the number one ladies' detective agency. I was ready to start.
The number one ladies' detective agency was written and dramatised by Alexander McCall-Smith. Mara Motswe was played by Claire Benedict, Mama Kutsi by Nadine Marshall, and Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni by Joseph Marcel. Happy Papetsi was played by Benisola Ikimelu, The Daddy by Ben Thomas, and Mr. Patel by Bhaskar Patel. The director was Gaynor McFarlane.
Tomorrow, more on the mystery of that bone, and Precious tries to find out more about Nandira Patel's boyfriend. The number one ladies' detective agency back again at the same time. That's it then from me for now. Many thanks for listening, as always. And tomorrow, we'll be doing it all again with the likes of Bitter Medicine, our final chapter of the story featuring V.I. Wyszowski. There's also more from Where Angels Fear to Tread, plus further investigations with Precious Ramotswe and the number one ladies' detective agency. Alex is next, though, with the Comedy Club, and I'll see you again tomorrow night at the usual time. I've been Michaela Saunders. You take it easy, and bye for now.
The digital radio station for comedy and drama. BBC Radio 7. Hello, and prick up your ears. The next 2 hours are filled with contemporary comedy here on Radio 7's Comedy Club. I'm Alex Riley, and here's tonight's lineup. Nick Revel does another of his voices.
Oh, I think, you know, for all touring rock musicians, you know, I think Buddy Holly was, you know, an amazing influence. I mean, he brought in so many innovations, but most notably, the tour bus. Because, like, somehow after Buddy, you know, everyone wanted to travel by road.
It's the Million Pound Radio Show at 10:30, and Ron is confronted by his mortality.
I am 44. My father died at 46. Who knows how long I've got left?
Ron, your father was killed by a tiger.
Jenny Eclair is just Juliet at 11, and Carol gets an indecent proposal in cross-dressing Com The Change at 11:30. But first, it's time for another surprising tale, inspired by Nikolai Gogol. And tonight, it's Griff Rhys-Jones as a civil servant whose boring life is transformed when he overhears a conversation.
The Diary of a Madman by Jim Poyser, based on the short story by Nikolai Gogol.
Waitey, waitey!
Huh? Oh, what time is it?
It's 5:30. I've got to cut your hair.
Oh, not again. Honestly, Pedro, these local customs.
Sit in the chair.
The insolence. You people bring me all the way here at your own expense. And yet, you don't seem to know who I am.
Just sit in the chair, Poprishkin.
Poprishkin, he calls me. Yes, Pedro. You can call me that if you like. Use my old name if you like. I'll have a short back and sides, please.
Hey!
A joke, Pedro. Shave it all off, as usual. As is your custom around here. Although you may regret it, of course, Pedro, when the full honours coming to me are eventually bestowed.
Don't move, or I'll cut ya.
How long have I been here now?
Who cares?
This really is most strange. There's something not right. Is today Thursday? I was dreaming, and in the dream, the date was the 86th of Martober, so that's not much help. Ah, ow! Careful, Pedro, you've cut my scalp.
Oops.
So if it's Thursday, when did this all start? A month ago, was it?
Stop talking.
Yes, Pedro, it must have been about a month ago. When the truth hit me. I was in the office, you see, with my boss, Lyapkin. Oh, how I hated him. He wanted civility, flattery, but he didn't get it from me, Pedro. Oh, no.
Oh, do get off your desk knees, Poprishkin. And what's this? Not more sugared rusks. To my dear and wonderful boss, Major General Lyapkin, yours in toting obsequy, Poprishkin. Are you trying to butter me up?
What gave you that idea, sir?
Well, I won't have it, do you hear?
I like your hat, sir.
Oh, thanks very much. Where are my quills?
I got in especially early today, sir, so I could sharpen as many quills as possible.
Glad to dashing well hear it. Let's have a little look then, shall we? So these are the ones you haven't sharpened yet, then?
No. No, they're the ones I sharpened.
What did he use to sharpen them? A cushion?
I'm sorry?
See this knife?
Yes.
Give me your hand. I'm now going to jab your hand with this knife.
Do you have to?
Yes, I do. Are you ready?
Not really.
There. You'd agree that's sharp.
Yes.
Right, give me your other hand.
Oh, please, your most gracious and magnificent excellency.
I'm not sure I care for your tone. Tell me this, you are a collegiate